Million Reasons and Lady Gaga on Easy Rock. I'm forgetting something. What is it? Oh, right. It's the Mayor Report with Mark McKee. Thanks, Milo. Milo barked to indicate that you were here.
He's quite a dog.
He's quite the dog.
Morning, Sean. Morning, Milo.
So it's coming up to the long weekend. It's exciting stuff.
Yippee.
Well, we're going to keep it light, I think.
Yeah?
I think it's fair enough for you, Mark. You get enough lawn darts coming your way.
Even the pointy ones?
Even the pointy ones. So do you have anything that should be talked about?
Well, I got one thing that I'd like to talk about, and especially now that we're really jumping into tourism season and the roads are getting busier, is that we put the roundabout in, and I think that the roundabout is working pretty good, and having the no left and the left and all that I think is working. But what will make things work even better is that if people can remember one thing, when you're leaving a roundabout, turn your signal on, and it helps the traffic move quicker, because people are not, they're a little bit nervous jumping in. And the idea with the roundabout circle is that you're supposed to, like a zipper, you're supposed to zipper in and out of the roundabout. It just makes things go way smoother if you put your signal on, whether you're staying in the roundabout or you're exiting it. It's a good habit to get into.
There's something that I was wondering. It feels like, it seems like if you're on Victoria going either towards Tim Hortons or you're coming from Tim Hortons and you're going downtown, that there's still this right-of-way mentality because you're going straight through. You're not going down towards the Nomad. And that's where I find people turn their blinker on to go that way towards the Big Eddie Bridge, but they're not, when they're just staying on Victoria.
Right.
And I think that's, I don't know if that's just me or if it feels that way, but.
Yeah, and I think that that's part of what makes the roundabout less efficient, is that if people aren't signaling when they're leaving, the people that are waiting to get on don't know what to do, and rightly so. They're waiting because the person in the roundabout has the right of way. It just makes things more efficient when people are signaling to get out.
Well, we'll see how this weekend goes, and then it'll be sort of like crazy roundabout light. Then we'll know for sure on August long weekend how spectacular it'll all roll around.
And we'll talk the next time. I'm changing my name to the Roundabout Police.
That'd be a good idea. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So we have anything else coming
up?
Well,
I think that, this is a great weekend for Revelstoke, great weekend for Canada. And I'm not talking about BC politics here. I'm talking about...
Holy smokes.
I'm talking about Canada 150, and later on this morning I'll be over at grad ceremonies, and always an exciting day for a lot of people, and looking forward to that. But tomorrow there's lots of great events on, and encourage people to get out and about.
In the parade this year?
I'm in the parade this year, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in the fire truck.
Ooh, that'll be nice.
Yep. I want to go through the roundabout a couple of times and really start watching what's happening on July 1st of the roundabout.
Did you hear about the kid in Nova Scotia? It's a very small town in Nova Scotia, a very rural town. The school only had like 60 kids in the whole thing from grade 7 to 12. So he's the only graduating kid this year. So
ouch.
Grad ceremony will be easy.
No kidding. Well, if there's any awards, guess what? He's got him covered. But anyways, tomorrow is going to be a great day, and not only are we celebrating Canada's 150th birthday, but the Revelstoke Fire Department is also celebrating 125 years of its existence, and there's the Fire Department ball tomorrow night, fireworks, which seems only appropriate that Fire Department and fireworks kind of go together.
Methinks you're correct.
Yeah.
Hopefully that tradition continues.
And of course, lots of events at Queen Elizabeth Park.
Lots of kids' events, bouncy castle. So that'll be perfect for Blair. She could go and jump and run in that bouncy castle, burn the energy, and then.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Well, I'm not quite there yet, but it'll be coming soon.
It's only a matter of time, buddy.
So you have two new grandkids. That's exciting stuff.
Yes.
And then Jack is the same age as Ray. So my son and your granddaughter could hang out and hold hands one day. Maybe one day we'll be linked. Could you imagine, Mark? Could you imagine?
I know I can't actually. Yeah. Blair being related to Milo. Oh, that's kind of cool.
That is. It's an exciting thing. So, Mark, you have 1 year and 123 days left.
That's right.
To be mayor. What do you foresee happening? Really, what do you think might happen? Do you have some type of thing where you're like, well, this could happen? Or do you have any nerves about the next year?
Well, I think that we have so much going on right now with not just development, but projects in the city. The roundabout is obviously pretty well 99% finished up.
Yep.
A little bit of work there. We got Thomas Brook that's going on, which is going to have water and sewer. We just awarded the contract to Jake and Jay at the last council meeting. Big Eddy Water has started, and the first phase, and so all these things that are going on, and but the other processes that we got going on are things like liquid waste management plan, which is the study prior to deciding what we're going to be doing about upgrading the sewage lagoon. The water crossing the Illecillewit River, that's another project that's been ongoing, and we're trying to get a handle on that one. So, and then it's the internal processes that we have at City Hall, like development services and adding more staff, becoming more efficient, and there's just. Every time you turn around, there's something that goes on, and there's something that needs to be looked at and something that needs to be improved. And that's what I see happening is over the next 1 year, 123 days.
What's with the new dog restrictions? Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, basically what it's doing is it's updating the bylaw, making it current. And we're systematically going through all these things. And we also did the... I can't remember what it's called, but it has to do with trees on municipal property and protecting those things. The dog bylaw is the same thing, and being a little bit facetious, but we're putting more teeth into the dog bylaw so that we have more control. We have people that aren't looking after their animals properly. The animals are creating a problem. We can deal with them more effectively. Okay. Instead of what we've got now. So it's just going through everything that we have. And also in that pile coming up is going to be going through our zoning bylaw, which is out of date and has been talked about for years with staff changes and with how busy that the departments are. It's just one of those things that keeps putting off onto the back burner. Official community plan. There's talks about getting that done. So you start adding these things all up. It's a huge amount of work. Big projects takes a lot of time. And we still have the day-to-day running of the city that we also have to do. So it's a big job. It's busy. And every department at City Hall is busy. Every department.
All right.
Okay.
That's it, Mark. We're going to let you off free. It's a long weekend.
Have a great Canada Day.